It is time to go beyond the playbook on this Monday morning. Back with us, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. On Friday, we took a look back at the Bills' season to date. And now with a bye week behind them, they have six more games to go. What should Bills fans be looking for as we head to the final stretch?
It's almost entirely about Josh Allen, and Josh Allen. The importance of seeing some incremental growth from the rookie quarterback is by far and away the most significant storyline of the final 6 weeks. And to put it plainly, Allen has struggled through the five games he started this season. But, and it's a hesitant, cautious but, through his last three games, he's improved his quarterback rating, his completion percentage. And while his yards per attempt went up and down, but still low, he did show some improvement. And again, major warning label attached to that tepid optimism because these numbers were still low. And now we'll get a chance to see if Allen can take visible steps forward in his growth when he returns this coming weekend. And as crazy as it sounds, there's going to be a little bit of pressure and expectation for him to be better even with this offense. And I say that because street free agent Matt Barkley just came in last week against the Jets and led the Bills offense to a season-high 41 points. In short, he showed that the Bills' moribund offense can produce. Sure, it was against the Jets, but production is production. And if a guy who wasn't in football a few weeks ago can get results, and you can bet fans are going to expect Allen, who was the seventh overall pick, to pick up where Barkley left off. And I really can't even believe I just said that sentence about Matt Barkley, but I did. And, it's probably unrealistic for Allen to put up 41 points against better defenses. If he can improve his completion percentage and yards per attempt, that would be just as good in my view. And I know that doesn't sound like the most exciting way to watch a football game, but hitting on those key measurables is going to be really important for the team in the final stretch of the season.
All right, Matt, then, aside from Josh Allen, what more should Bills fans be looking for as the team builds toward the future?
All right, so this does kind of piggyback on Allen in terms of theme, because just like him, the rest of the season, it should be all about seeing the young core of the team improve. As much as it's great to see guys like Lorenzo Alexander and Kyle Williams, who are veterans, have strong finishes, the Bills' future is all about its youth, and they've had some really strong seasons by a number of rookies and second-year players, and now is the time for them to experiment with players on the verge of the starting lineup. To some extent, they're going to want to finish strong as the 2018 Bills, but also want to use these last six games. It's almost an extended preseason for the 2019 version of the team. And the Bills are actually in a pretty unusual situation of their own making as the season ends. Part of the reason the offense was so bad and depleted this year was because management made a number of cuts and contract moves that led to what's known as dead salary cap space. And this dead space is created by players no longer on the team who've had bonuses and other compensation amortized over a number of years. And instead of spreading that money out, the Bills management decided to rip the Band-Aid off quickly and apply much of that dead money to this season only, which limited their spending power in 2018, but cleaned up their budget going forward. And because they made that decision, the Bills will have over $91 million in salary cap space to spend on new players on next season's salaries alone. And to put that into perspective, the Bills' cap space is more than the seven teams with the least amount of money to spend combined. Mm. And that $91 million also represents almost half of what any team can spend in a season that they're going to be able to put to good and needed use in upgrading the roster. So with all that, they should finish with an eye towards the future because right now, that's what the present for the Bills is all about, still the future.
Leave it to the bye week to get us back optimistic about a
3-17. It's Monday morning, got to do it.
Absolutely. Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.